But you didn't cow pen and feedlot with the two things you called it for?
Called it cow pen and carry that cock at the store.
Okay, and hogs, what would you do for them?
In the hog pen. Well, okay. In the hog pen.
And what would you call the place that you made butter and you took your milk to?
Well, I said you take it first to the joint. Uh-huh. And join me.
Uh-huh. And would you have a special name for the place that you would keep? Like, it was kind of set aside for the things that you would do with your milk and stuff.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
What was that?
Well, 96, put it in the freezer there.
Okay. Let me see.
I milked my last cow after that boy of mine was born. She had to go up to her mama. Another colored family right up there. The mama wanted some milk. And I told the little girls, I said, y'all go back and tell your mama to send back here just a little bit. And I'll be done milk that cow. She can get that milk. I ain't milked enough.
What would you call, you know, they have these big places now where a lot of farmers take their milk and stuff. What would you call that place? So that they can, you know, put it in the cartons? What would you call
it? Well, I'd say a milk dairy.
Dairy? Okay. What would you call the place where it's just kind of a general name for where all different kinds of stock would be fed or kept? Would you say?
Just a global.
Like out by a barn or something.
What's cows or something like mm-hmm. that. Well, they said we'd put them over in city barn and store them there.
But if it was outside, like if it was like a little pasture right by a barn, what would you call it?
Well, I'd either call it a little pasture or a little pen.
Uh-huh. Where would you, what would you call the place where chickens are kept?
Hen house.
Uh-huh.
Or chicken house.
Uh-huh.
Either one of them. All I ever heard them called.
Okay. What would you, when you weed cotton with a hoe, what do you call doing, what do you call that?
Weeding cotton.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I reckon better weed that cotton with my little, I know how much to pay my little young miss.
Okay, well, did you ever say that you chopped cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
What would you say?
Said, Ellen, I want you to go down in the morning and start chopping on that foot of cotton.
Okay. And what would you call the grass that's in a cotton field that you don't want to be there?
I call it grass, vegetation.
Okay. How big is a field? Do you have any kind of set size for a field to be? What's the difference between a field and a pasture?
None.
None?
No one wants a field or a pasture.
Okay. Would it be like a field is for crops, maybe, and a pasture is for animals?
That's the only difference.
Okay. Say you had I know this is true in Tifton. When you have just a little piece of land of tobacco, you call it a tobacco.
Home.
Okay, and if it was just a little itty bitty piece, and like it was, you know, not an acre, maybe just an acre, you call it a tobacco or a corn patch. You ever heard it called a patch?
Yeah, my mother told me that, but I wasn't called back a corn.
Okay.
I called back a back.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I was just
a corn patch, corn.
But there are things called tobacco patches, aren't there?
Yes, ma'am. Tobacco patch.
Okay.
That's what I said. I called it tobacco patch.